Police Search 2. December 2009. 15 years, 11 months. We need to search your house, I'm afraid. It shouldn't take too long. Extracting two pairs of rubber gloves from her bag, the policewoman passed a pair to her male colleague without looking at me. Have you had your house searched before? I nodded. Where do you need to look? I swiftly, mentally assessed the state my upstairs rooms had been left in. Everywhere? Mainly in Tom's room. As she spoke, she scanned her eyes around my living room. To be honest, I'm satisfied we won't find any stolen goods concealed elsewhere, aren't you? She turned to her colleague.
Well, yes, he agreed as he wiggled his fingers into a glove. But we still need to have a quick look around.
I led them up to Tom's room. It looks like he's been busy, she turned to her colleague as he ransacked Tom's sock drawer. Anything?
No, he nodded towards the bundle of chargers she clutched. It looks like that's the lot.
So, what happens now? I signed the form consenting for the removal of the wires.
Well, we've got the sat-nav and the phone back, but he'll still be charged with theft. We'll be asking him about these wires as well.
She slid them into a polythene bag.
We'll give you a call to let you know when we're ready to interview him. Have you been an appropriate adult before?
Just a few times, I groaned. Flinging the door open, I was curious to see an immaculately dressed, unsmiling woman before me. I had expected the police or someone in a hood.
I'm here about your son.
She looked beyond me.
Is he here?
No, he's... I stopped. Who are you, anyway?
I want a word with him.
She stepped towards me.
He's robbed our stuff.
Do you want to come in? I held the door open. No way was I conducting this conversation in the street. Her perfume drifted up my nostrils as she breezed in and followed me to our lounge. My gaze swept over the dusty TV, discarded magazines, and used mugs.
I should have tidied up.
Have a seat, I beckoned to a chair.
No, you're all right, thanks.
She turned to face me.
I'll stay where I am.
I could feel myself disintegrating.
You're lucky I'm here, instead of my husband, to be honest.
Her tone was icy. Look, I can't tell you how sorry I am about what he's done. I stared at her patent shoes, which burrowed into the carpet pile.
School caught him with both items and... The sat-nav and the BlackBerry?
Yes, luckily. They phoned my husband, Tom's stepfather. They confiscated the things and told the police.
Well, thank God for that, she sighed. My husband was facing the sack. There was confidential stuff on that phone. It's not even his, it's the company's. He shouldn't have left it in the car.
He wasn't expecting my son to come along, though, was he?
He forgot to lock the car, she continued. Apparently your son, as well as a few other lads, are prowling around the estate, trying all the car doors.
Look, I took a deep breath. The stuff's safe and he's going to be held accountable for it. I'm off up to the station whilst they interview him.
Do you think I'll get our things back if I go up for them?
Her attitude towards me had softened somewhat. I've no idea, but I don't see why not.
My husband will be relieved. It was hard stopping him from coming here. He'd have torn your son limb from limb. He's fuming, so he still might, you know?
Listen, I spoke slowly as I sought for the words. You've got every right to be angry, but please talk your husband down. I looked at her. We've been to hell and back in the last couple of years with him. We have no idea where it's going to end.
I've got a lad myself, and he'd never dream of pinching.
She looked suddenly haughty. He's into cannabis, I said as though that justified things. We're fighting a battle we can't win. It's not like we aren't trying with him. If he'd been punished by the courts in the first place, we might not be where we are now.
I feel sorry for you. You seem like a good mother.
I could see she was scanning the picture frames scattered around my lounge, smiling images of my sons at varying stages of childhood.
I'll speak to my husband, she promised, starting towards the door. We'll get our things back, and as long as your son never comes anywhere near us again, that should be an end to it.
Thanks, I went to show her out, for being so reasonable.